Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, almost 4 years ago, a man called Tom Phillips took his children, Jada, Maverick and Ember, into the New Zealand wilderness and disappeared. It was just before Christmas 2021 and it followed what police say was a custody battle with the children's mother. Now, for the first time since their disappearance, Mr. Phillips' own family has directly appealed to him to come home. Tom's sister Rosie spoke to Paddy Gower, who's a journalist and host of Current Affairs show Paddy Gower Has Issues, about her brother Tom.
I've done a bit of deer hunting with him and he's just, you know, very aware of all of his surroundings and everything that's going on and what plants are good to eat. He was eating watercress out of the creeks that we were crossing, that kind of stuff. And I think kawakawa. The hard thing about not knowing is that we don't know how good of a nest or hut he's got. But we do know that he is capable of and is a good builder. And I don't believe that he would have the children suffering. Part of me hopes he is being helped, so that he has people he has can rely on to help him. But at the same time, I'll be very angry with anyone that is helping him and not telling us how they're doing.
That's Rosie, who is Tom Phillips' sister. And the person she was speaking to there was Paddy Gower, who's the host of the Current Affairs show Paddy Gower Has Issues. And Paddy joins me on the line. Hello, Paddy.
Hello, good morning.
Lovely to talk to you and thank you for joining us on this really extraordinary story. Can you take us back to 2021? What happened then? Where did this all start?
Yeah, it actually began in September 2021. There was an initial disappearance. The family's vehicle was found on the beach in this area of New Zealand without the family near it. And people actually thought they had disappeared to sea and drowned. And in fact, Tom Phillips' family thought they were dead. But after 17 days, they returned. It was obviously a big drama in this country. But then this custody battle that he was involved in continued and he disappeared again for good in the lead up to Christmas in 2021. And as you said there, Claire, never been seen or has been seen a couple of times, but, you know, has not returned out of the bush properly for nearly 4 years. And that's four winters here in New Zealand. It's pretty incredible. It's certainly one of the great New Zealand mysteries, that's for sure.
And this area that we're talking about, the New Zealand wilderness or the bush, is this an area of vast scale?
Yeah, it's actually a really good question. It's not super big, the area that they're in, but if you can imagine it for a second, it's in a very remote part of New Zealand, so it's hard to get to this piece of bush as it is. So there's no people or no civilization really around it. It's bordered by the sea, which is the pretty wild west coast of New Zealand. You can't sort of really travel along the sea at all. There's no roads into this bush. And when we say bush, it's really a rainforest, would be how I would describe it. It's got towering trees. It's very wet inside, rainforest vibes, incredibly rugged hills. You can't walk through it. So you can't, if you don't know your way around, you can't go in and search for someone in there. So that's the issue, really. The cops can't go in there and look for him. He's in there somewhere. And nobody knows how to get him out.
And his sister, when she was talking to you, she was telling you that he has really good survival skills.
Yeah, that's right. You heard her there in that audio that you played, talking about how he can find watercress. There's a native kind of watercress in New Zealand called puha. He knows how to find that. Kawakawa is another plant that's got healing properties. That's what she was talking about in that audio. And he is a bushman. He is a hunter. He can hunt for deer. There's wild deer in our bush here. There's wild pigs in our bush here. And as she said also, he's a very good builder. And they suspect that he has built, you know, what is probably a decent structure in there, like a house or something like that, or maybe more than one. Another complicating factor is it's actually an area where there's a lot of limestone caves as well that would be good to hide in. You can't fly a helicopter over the top of this bush and look for people. It's a canopy. You can't see anything underneath it. You can't use heat-seeking equipment. Doesn't get through the trees. And he's managed to find a way to hide in there. There's obviously ways to come out onto farmland and things like that, where occasionally he could come out and nip into some sort of disused places and use some power or something. And then, of course, there is the distinct possibility that everybody believes that he's also getting some outside help of some description to keep going.
Will you
So
explain
all those
why?
things add up.
What, sorry to interrupt you, Paddy. Why does Rossi think there's someone helping him?
Everybody thinks there's somebody helping them, the police and everybody else, just because it would be so hard to do without it. He has been seen out of the bush a couple of times. There was an armed robbery in one of the nearby towns where he was seen escaping on a motorbike with what appeared to be one of the children, allegedly. And the only other sighting has been some hunters who saw him, and that was 1 year ago. But everybody believes that he's been getting help. But the police haven't been able to crack those people who are helping him, despite things clear, like a substantial award, so a substantial reward, sorry, that's been put up and was not claimed.
And these children, they're young children, aren't they?
Yeah, well, when they disappeared, Jada was 8, Maverick was 7, and Ember, the young one, was 5. I mean, Jada's now turned 12, Maverick's 10, and Ember is 9. So they're not as young as when they disappeared because
Yeah.
it's been so long.
But there was a sighting of them, wasn't there? Some teenagers who actually believed that they got
Yeah.
one of the children on camera.
Yeah, they got all of them on camera actually on their phone. So they were hunting. And to sort of give you an example of hunters don't really go into this area. And these boys that were hunting were actually hunting on their grandfather's farm. So it's just no one goes in there. So there's very little chance of having witnesses in there. But they saw them tramping through the bush in a line with the dad leading and the three kids behind them. That was 1 year ago. That's the only really genuine sighting of them in the bush. The only other sightings, as I said, was in that bank robbery, and there was a burglary as well, where the father and one of the children were allegedly involved in that. It's really quite incredible.
Yeah, and isn't the allegation that he was involved in criminality before he disappeared with the children? Oh, we
Oh,
lost.
sorry, you there?
Yes,
Yeah,
Paddy,
no, I'm here. I'm here.
we thought we
No,
lost you.
I think the critical thing really is it's a custody dispute. And here in New Zealand, there's a suppression order over what happens in our family courts. So people aren't able to report on what's happened, but the mother, they're separated. She wants the children back. He did have custody when he disappeared, but he subsequently lost custody to what is called Oranga Tamariki, our children and young person service here. So essentially, the children, if he is ever caught, will become wards of the state. And that's what his sister Rosie was telling me. He's not going to come out if he has to give up the kids. But he obviously has to come out and face justice potentially for this robbery and the inevitability that he will lose custody. So what she's been calling for is a deal. She is trying to get some sort of deal going between the police and Tom Phillips for him to come out. That's why she's spoken out. Believe it or not, despite all of this dense bush that we've been talking about, they've built new cell phone towers, and right throughout that bush, Claire, is incredibly good cell phone reception now. So
Right.
she thinks that if he does have a phone that he turns on, he can see these messages that she's giving to the media, or that person who was helping them can say, "Your sister and your mum are calling for you to come out. Have a look at what they've been saying."
Right. Paddy, we'll leave it there, but we'd love to catch up with you again on this story. Thank you very much. Paddy Gower there from the Current Affairs Show. Paddy Gower has issues in New Zealand. We'll take a quick break.